Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
There's three different tiers of nursing. So you could be a staff nurse. So these are pretty much your everyday nurses. So people who live in the same city, they got their family, they got the kids in school. So as a staff nurse, it's pretty much where a new grad nurse starts. So you graduate college, you're probably going to get a staff nurse job. And then there's a different tier of travel nursing, which is called strike nursing. Now, this is one that a lot of nurses don't know anything about. I just found out about this last year. So with a strike, what a strike nurse does is that she works same thing as a staff nurse, same thing as a travel nurse, except there are hospitals. These are called union hospitals. And the nurses who are working at these union hospitals, they have the opportunity to go on strike. So whatever problem that they have with the hospital, whether it's pay, patient treatment being bad, not enough staff, whatever it is, those nurses can actually vote and go on strike. I thought I was disciplined. Yeah. I wasn't the nurse who was calling now. I would go above and beyond for my patients, but it's a different level of discipline when you're running your own business. Yeah. Like if you don't show up for you, that's it.
Hey, wait. I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. Four of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books. But I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video. All right, so welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Listen, being a nurse can be a rewarding and fulfilling career, but despite the vital role they play in healthcare, nurses sometimes feel undervalued and unappreciative. With long, demanding hours that can become physically and emotionally drained, but there is a way for nurses to continue to be fulfilled and have an impact on their patients' lives. And our guest today is going to tell us how. With over 500 nurses directly under her coaching, she is on a mission to help 1,000 nurses reach time and financial freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, my insiders, please welcome, Nurse Lois.
Thank you.
How are you feeling today?
What an intro.
Let me tell you, like, I love the nurse space, right? Because when you think about, you know, doctors get all the praise. Anybody who has a lot of letters behind their name get all the praise. But
right.
At the end of the day, the nurses are always the ones on the front line.
We putting in that work.
Right? Y'all put in work. When you think about making people feel comfortable, right? So many times that I've been to the doctor, to the hospital, for myself, for family members, whatever, it's the nurse that always makes you feel comfortable. It's the nurse that take care of you. The doctor is in and out, right? And so I've always appreciate, you know, the power of what nurses do. And even when you think about like COVID-19, when COVID was happening, I can imagine, you know, what nurses went through. So we want to get into all of that because I feel like, you know, as nurses who have, who are at the front line, they are underappreciated. They are tired. They are used and abused.
Underpaid.
Right, underpaid. And so you've developed a system that can help them, you know, reclaim their time and their financial freedom. So I love that. But before we even start,
before we
get there, for those who don't know, who's Nurse Lois?
Thank you. My name is Nurse Lois. I'm a retired nurse, so I had the pleasure, through hard work, I got the opportunity to retire at the age of 25. I've been a nurse for 5 years, so I was one of those nurses who knew from jump, like, this is what I want to do, this is how I want to serve people. And sometimes I feel like a lot of people, you think you're going down this one path, you think that this is what you want to do, and then sometimes you got to pivot. So now what I do is I help nurses who are still excited, because I'm not here to, you know, stop your excitement about nursing. If you're still excited about travel nursing, you want to get into strike nursing, you want to be a staff nurse, but you want to make the biggest bag, I help nurses do that. And then for nurses like me, maybe you want to pivot. You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to get into life insurance, you want to trade, you want to learn a skill, whatever it is, I kind of help nurses in that journey of pivoting.
Yeah, no, I love that. And so talk to us a little bit about that experience, right, during COVID-19, right? Talk
Man.
To us, like, what was happening in that from the inside?
I feel like we'll be here all day. So COVID-19, it was definitely, like, obviously a global pandemic, but it was really, really hard on nurses, and I'm sure it was hard on everybody, like anybody in the healthcare field. So I was actually one of the nurses who round one, I'm talking like March, April of 2020, I went out to New York, and everybody, Ash, like everyone thought I was crazy. Wow. My own father was like, you better go out there. Wow. He didn't talk to me.
Wow.
But I knew, like, hey, I like challenge, you know, like it can't be that bad. Mm. Got out there and it was that bad. Wow. So it was a reality check. Wow. Till this day, I mean, I've seen things that I can't unsee.
Like, it was like bodies and body bags.
And you know what? I was seeing on the news, and I was like, you know, the news, the media. I'm like, is it that bad? Yeah. I got out there. I was crying after my shifts.
Wow.
And I'm an ICU nurse, for context. I'm not the nurse who, like, super, super gets emotional. Like, right. I try to detach so I don't bring work home with me, but... Yeah. Out there in New York, round one, I'm talking 2020, it was crazy.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about it is, you know, there was so many people who, like, lost family members, and it was almost like if you went into the hospital during that time, you wasn't coming back. Like you knew, right? You know, one of my close friends, his dad, you know, had caught COVID, and they had to send him into the hospital. And literally, the family had to say goodbye. That, like, they had to meet at a public park.
Oh, man.
And, like, you know, the thought process was like, yo, we not going, you know, we may not be able to see him again. And so all the family came out and just kind of said, you know, kind of said their goodbyes. And we were all praying that it wasn't goodbye, but it was actually goodbye. Because once he got in there, it was one of those situations where... you know, and unfortunately, COVID was running so rampant that when people were coming in there for something else, they were being treated for COVID
automatically.
When it was like, you know, all right, yo, you know, it's his kidneys, though.
Right?
Like, can you check out?
It was part of the workup at that point. If anyone who walked into the hospital was like, I mean, especially this was early, we didn't know what anybody had, so you automatically got the swab.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow! And so now. You know, families couldn't go in there.
It was, and I think that was probably the hardest part for me as a nurse. Like, prior to COVID, I had been a nurse for about almost 2 years. So I had seen, like, pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And, you know, losing somebody you love is hard on its own. But for the patients, it was like they were going through this scary time alone. And for that season, those 2 years, I would say, like, we were their family. Oh. A lot of my shifts were spent, you know, having the iPad on, giving family updates. I mean, I would have patients. This was in New York. I would have patients' family. They would be, like, outside the window just trying to get a peek because they couldn't get in.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And so now, you know, you're in your early 20s. You know, you come to a career that you're making six figures. In your 20s, and you decide to leave that career, like, you retired. Talk to me about that.
That word is even a little crazy. You know, it's weird. That's how you know, like, true purpose. Like, it's not about money.
Yeah.
Like, in the beginning, and this is for anybody watching this, in the beginning, you might pick a career choice. Yeah, you like it, but you know, the money's good. But it's a different level of unfulfillment when you are making the bag. As a nurse, as a travel nurse,
right.
5-10K a week was out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was getting the bag. Yeah. I was, when I went out to New York, I was 22 years old. I turned 23 in New York. So imagine being 22 years old, you touching 5-6K a week.
Wow.
After a while, it's like, it's not even doing it for me. Mm. I'm not operating on my purpose. So yeah. That's why I pivoted.
Wow. And for those who don't know, like, break it down, right? So you mentioned strike nurse.
Yes.
You mentioned a travel nurse. Like, what's the difference between a strike nurse, a travel nurse, and a, like, regular nurse, I guess?
That's a good question. So there's three different tiers of nursing. So you could be a staff nurse. So these are pretty much your everyday nurses. So people who live in the same city, they got their family, they got their kids in school. So as a staff nurse, it's pretty much where a new grad nurse starts. So you graduate college, you're probably going to get a staff nurse job. Ideally, after you get 2 years of staff nursing, which is just you at your local hospital, you can enter something called travel nursing. It's really the same thing as staff nursing, except you got to uproot your whole life. So New York needs you now you got to go to New York. Houston needs you, you got to go to Houston. It's fun for me and younger nurses because it's like, okay, cool. Like, I could go to Miami, I could go to Atlanta. And then there's a different tier of travel nursing, which is called strike nursing. Now, this is one that a lot of nurses don't know anything about. I just found out about this last year. So with a strike, what a strike nurse does is that she works same thing as a staff nurse, same thing as a travel nurse, except there are hospitals. These are called union hospitals. And the nurses who are working at these union hospitals, they have the opportunity to go on strike. So whatever problem that they have with the hospital, whether it's pay, patient treatment being bad, not enough staff, whatever it is, those nurses can actually vote and go on strike. Think of it like a protest. So they go out there, they protest. They got the poster boards lined up. They outside, they protested. So while they're doing that, and I respect nurses who go on strike, but at the end of the day, somebody got to take care of these patients, right? Somebody's mom is in the hospital. Right. She didn't sign up for y'all to have a strike while she's sick. So we come in as strike nurses, and we kind of take over for however long the protest lasts. If it's a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, we're out there filling that need.
And so is there a lot of money? Like what's the hierarchy of, like, the bag with the staff nurse, man, the travel nurse, the strike nurse?
That's a good question. So I'll speak on me. In nursing, as far as pay, it definitely depends on your location. So my first nurse job, I was in Florida. I got started at $23.50 an hour. Nothing crazy, but you know, I was 22. I was excited. Yeah. As a travel nurse, without COVID, probably 2-3K a week is kind of the sweet spot for nurses. During COVID, I mean, rates were up to 10K a week. As a strike nurse, though, you can still make the travel nurse bag just in shorter time. So my very first strike, I've done three so far, I made $30,000 in 8 days. Eight days.
Is it dangerous, though? Like, as you walk in it as a nurse, the nurses on strike, they throw tomatoes at you?
That's a good question. It could get dangerous, for sure. Certain states, like in Cali, I live in Cali, in California is very... I'd say it's more common. Like, nurses probably go on strike once a month, you know. Yeah. They like the soft life, so they any little thing, they're going on strike. Yeah. But so those strikes are usually not that dangerous, but there have been strikes, you know, out there in New York, you know, the nurses who are protesting, you know, they might be throwing stuff at the bus. I mean, there are safety precautions for strikes. Like, you're not going to Uber yourself to the hospital. You're not going to drive. There's a full system. So, like, you're a bus to work, you're a bus from work. They put you in a hotel. They fly you in. Wow. Even when you get to the airport, they got you in a shuttle. It's very, like, you know, safety. But, you know, you can't control how upset these nurses are. Sometimes y'all pulling in, they throwing stuff at the bus.
Wow. And so now, fast forward, right? You are, you know, running a super lucrative business. You are, you know, teaching other nurses how to run a super lucrative business. What has time freedom or, you know, and financial freedom meant to you as somebody who has been on the inside and know, you know, how underpaid and undervalued nurses are? Now you're on the other side, making a lot of money.
Yeah.
What does that life look like?
You know, it hits different. It's like, this is truly what life is about. And it's like, even outside of the money, because I always tell nurses, if you want to make six figures, that's light. I can show you how to do that easy.
Yeah.
But what about your time? Mm. You know, during the times that I was out there, you know, COVID, city to city, I've done 13 travel assignments. So you really think of any major city in the United States, I have worked it.
Wow.
Atlanta, Houston, Phoenix, LA. I was in Iowa. Wow. Like I really didn't care where it was, wherever the bag was. But it's different now that you can still make your money, but you have time. You have time to be a better daughter. Like my dad just had his birthday. I had the opportunity to say, here, go to Miami, go wherever you want to go. So having that time, being present, you know, now I have the energy to like, you know, call friends, check in. Yeah. So time freedom has been a game changer for me.
Yeah. And so right now, you know, there's a nurse watching who they like yes. Every time you talk about underpaid, they like yes. When you talk about, you know underdeserved, like they don't get the respect, they like yeah, right? So like there's a nurse right now watching who is, you know, just going through that where they're working 50, 60 hours or even probably more than that.
Easy.
They're not seeing their kids, right? These pivotal moments in their kids' life. They're not spending time with their significant other. You know, what advice do you have for them? What's the first thing that you tell that person?
The first thing that I'm very big on is that nurses or anybody really, you need a passive income stream. I'm not saying go do five different things because you got to master something. But if you've been a nurse for 2 years, you've pretty much mastered it. Now it's time for you to have something else on your belt. So you're not dependent on a spike in COVID or another crisis for you to go make 10K. You should have another way to generate 10K a week without, you know, people dying every week. Mm. And I say that with love because I remember, you know, being out there, and even though it was horrible, that was my first time touching a lot of money, Ash. Like, that was a lot of money. So it's like, I saw what was going on in the world, and even in my family, like, I lost my stepmom during COVID.
Oh, wow.
But it's like, I was still happy about the money. And I never want nurses to feel like you gotta wait on a crisis for you to make 10K a week. You can do that outside of the hospital, outside of the bedside. Right. So,
and how do you figure that out, right? Because like, you know, a nurse, you know, like most nurses, and even if you think, you know, people who get into that field, it's usually the family, right? It's usually the family members saying, well, you better get into nursing. Yep. You know, that's where the money is. And you know, a lot of people, specifically, you know, nurses, they come from backgrounds where their family knows nothing about entrepreneurship.
Nothing.
Like, they don't know the first thing about being a business owner. They don't know the first thing about, owning your time. Like, they, like, a lot of the family, like it's embedded in your brain that you need to work hard for money. Like, this notion of money working hard for you is not even a thing. So, how did you change your mindset, and how do you help other people change their mindset as it relates to passive income and entrepreneurship?
The biggest thing is to get in the room. Mm. It's all about your environment. Because when you're at the nurse's station, you're around everybody who's just like you, even the doctors. Yeah. Even the doctors, you know, with the white coats is fancy, but it's like they still have that mindset.
Yeah.
So I started getting in the room. I started going to conferences, and I really started to see, like, there's more out there, not just money, but like time. Like people, I started being around people who've been to 60 countries. I'm like, what?
Facts.
I'm at like two.
Yeah.
Like what? Yeah. So you really think you're living, but are you really living?
Yeah.
So that was my biggest thing. And to your point, like, yeah, as a nurse, you know, and I'm African. So it's like, you got to go to school. Mm-hmm. You got to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. You got to be a nurse. You got to be an engineer. You got to do something. So that whole mindset of work hard, it was tough to break out of, but my biggest thing was getting in the room, getting in different environments.
And so, you know, you've like created and curated a room where, you know, now have over 500 nurses.
And counting.
Who are really allowing you to like pour into them and learn. Talk a little bit about your program.
I love it. So I have a community. And like I said in the beginning, I'm not the nurse who's here to knock nursing because I've been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah.
Like the first four, I was excited about it. So there are new grad nurses straight out of nursing school, or maybe they've been a nurse for a year. They're still excited. I'm not here to knock that.
Yeah.
So I have one community. It's called Highest Paid Nurse. Mm. And my goal with that is that you can't be in my community. You're not making no money. That's crazy. Mm. So we post all the rates, travel nurse assignments, strike nurse assignments. It's all things nursing. Even if you don't want to get to the bag necessarily, but you want to explore your options. Maybe after you're a nurse, you want to be a CRNA, or you want to be a nurse practitioner, or whatever it is, you want to start an IV hydration business. So I have master classes where we have industry experts. Just nurses and nurse entrepreneurs, they come in and they really pour into those nurses. And then my other community, it's called Passive Income Nurse. This is really for the nurse like me right now.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to the bag, maybe you did a little travel nursing, or maybe you've been working as a nurse for 20 years and you're looking for something. You want to be present. You know, the thing about travel nursing, it's fun. It's cool. But after you hit those major cities, it's old. You want to be home. So I have two communities, one for nurses who love it. They want to grow in the career, in the field. And then the second one for nurses who are just like me. They're looking to pivot, but they don't know how. They don't know what route. So I connect them with like-minded individuals.
Yeah, and I love it. And I love what you said about environment. And I think that's the key to everything, right, is that if you are around your family and your family's never made any money, how can they advise you? How can they help you grow in a space where they've never been? If you're around doctors and other nurses who believe in this concept of working for money, then how can they advise you? So getting into a room, getting into that space where you're learning from other people, you're learning about entrepreneurship, you're learning about mentorship,
yes.
Right? How has mentorship changed your life?
Man, it's been a game changer. And I think even the concept of having a mentor or even investing in a mentor was so new to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, mentor is a good one, usually. Mm-hmm. It's not cheap.
Right, it's going to cost, yeah.
It's going to cost. But what does it cost if you don't get a mentor?
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, yeah.
If you don't get a mentor, you're just stuck. And I feel like a lot of people, not just nurses, they're just stuck. They're just out here, 12-hour shift. Okay, cool. You take a break. And the whole concept of even, like, taking a 30-minute break now is crazy to me.
Right.
I need my time back.
Yeah,
so mentorship has been huge game changer.
Yeah, and it's so funny because I remember, you know, because my parents are from Haiti, and so I remember, you know, I had a great, you know, job as a banker, and I remember telling my mom that I was going to quit the bank, and she like
crazy.
Like, she yelled at me. I think if I remember correctly, I don't want to lie on her, but if I remember correctly, I want to say she took her shoe off and she was like trying to hit me with her
man.
Shoe. Like she was like screaming at me because, you know, obviously, you know, I was a branch manager at the time. And so obviously I'm like top of the food chain.
Yeah, you doing it.
And she like, nah, like you're not going nowhere. And not understanding sort of like entrepreneurship and the importance of it. And then, you know, when I got into entrepreneurship my first time, you know, I almost fell flat on my face. Like I literally didn't understand sort of like, you know, entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
What has been some of the mistakes you've made as an entrepreneur, kind of, you know, going from that, you know, structured, even though it was, you know, they work with you to the bone, but there is some level of structure.
Right, for sure.
Working for somebody. What's that, you know, the mistakes that you've made as an entrepreneur?
That's a great question. I would say in the beginning, discipline.
Because I
thought I was disciplined.
Yeah.
I wasn't the nurse who was calling out. I would go above and beyond for my patients, but it's a different level of discipline when you're running your own business.
Yeah.
Like if you don't show up for you, that's it.
Excellent.
Versus like, you know, even if you don't feel like working, you got your charge nurse, you got your coworkers, you have people kind of always holding you accountable as an employee, as a business owner. It's like, it's all on you.
Mm.
If you wake up and you go hard today, your bank account, your business is going to reflect that.
Nice.
But you wake up and you having a sad day is going to reflect that too. And another thing is like your business does not care about your feelings.
Ooh.
And as women, I don't know about men, but as women, you know, we get in our feelings, you know, somebody hurt us or we're going through a breakup and it's like, I still have to show up for my business.
Yeah.
My clients, they care, but it's like they still need their results.
Yeah.
So having to show up for myself, being disciplined has been the biggest hurdle. I feel like I've mastered it. Now I have a routine. So now it's like every hour of the day is intentional. I'm not just out here anymore. Everything is intentional. So I'd say the biggest thing is discipline for sure.
And so that discipline, and then also, you know, that accountability that you actually offer inside of your group, right?
Yes.
Which is really important to get into the room, because as people are, you know, getting into these masterminds and these masterclasses and these groups, they get to really be held accountable by somebody who's teaching them how to kind of get to that next
100%.
Level.
100%. And I feel like a lot of times we have everything that we need within us. You just need somebody holding you accountable, giving you that push. Like yesterday, I had a couple of nurses in my community. You know, the month of June, I was focused on entrepreneurship, really teaching them A to Z, not the glitz, not the glamour, A to Z.
Yeah.
And I'm really big on execution. I tell people, if you're not going to execute, don't even come in here. Like, don't join the community for vibes, because we're really out here for transformation. Mm. So I had a nurse. She was like, oh, her goal for this month was to drop an ebook. I said, what date? Mm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What date? What's the price? Because a lot of times we don't realize it, but we just be talking.
Right.
It sound good. You're motivated in the moment.
Right.
But that accountability, like, what's the date? What's your send me your progress so far? Mm. It's huge.
Yeah, yeah. And so, young, 20 something, six figures a year as a traveling nurse. Now as an entrepreneur, what has been the most amount of revenue, like the highlight of your revenue?
Ooh, that's a spicy question.
Yeah.
So actually 3 days ago, I just had my first 100K day.
Oof.
100K
in one day.
In like 12 hours.
She said, put some respect on it. not a full day, not 24 hours.
Nah.
In 12 hours.
And I don't even say that to brag, because I really broke down that day. Mm. It's different. You hear, sometimes we hear other people do these things.
Yeah.
You go to conferences, you see Ash Cash on stage. A part of you feels like they're special.
Yeah.
I always feel like, especially when I'm in these big rooms, I feel like a little fish. Mm-hmm. So that day, outside of the money, because it's not about money, it really, really affirmed me, like, I can do this too. Yeah. Like, these people that you look up to, you see on Instagram, like, you're that too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because... you know, when I go to conferences, because I know how people see me.
Yes.
Because of you know, like having the light or whatever the case may be. But when I go to conferences, I sit in the crowd. Like, I don't do VIP or none of that stuff. I don't sit in the front row. I'm in the back. I'm like mingling with people.
You're a student.
Yeah, I'm a student. And you know, one of the reasons though that I do that is to demystify greatness, right? Because regardless of what anybody's religious beliefs are, you know, we are all made in the image and likeness of God.
Absolutely.
Right? And so if we're made in the image and likeness of God, then we are God's potential, right? And so when I look at that, I say, like, I don't, you know, I'm special, but I'm not special, right?
Yes.
Like, we all children of God. We all have access to infinite possibilities. We all could, you know, be, do, or have whatever we decide to do. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, for me, it's one of those things that I take pride in to try to, you know, be as regular as possible in reason, though.
Right. In reason.
You know what I'm saying? In reason. Because you don't want... you know, trying to be regular.
You don't want to shrink.
Right, right. And you don't want it to take away from the blessings that, you know, that you actually have, right?
Right, right.
And so that's why I love highlighting people like you, people who are greatness, right? So I have a saying, I call everybody greatness on display, G-O-D, right? Because you got to think about it. If we're made in the image and likeness of God,
I like that.
Then the only thing that our only responsibility is to display God. And the only way that you could display God is to go out there, be great, but then display the great. And that's why I asked that question specifically, because it's one thing that, you know, we got a 25-year-old who's making $100,000 in one day. I know that there's another 20-year-old who's like, now though that they know it, they're like, oh, I could do what Lois is doing. Now I got a 50-year-old who's saying, oh my gosh, she's as young as my daughter. If she could do it, I could do it. Right. And so it now it's giving other people hope. It's now giving people, you know, other people this perspective. It's giving other people, it wipes out the excuse, right?
Yes.
Because somebody sees me and they say, oh yeah, Ash, you know, Ash is a multimillionaire, but that's because fill in the blank. Like, they'll make excuses. They'll say, oh, that's because of this, or that's because of that, or that's because of that, or this is because of this. All right, so what you gonna say about Lois now?
Right.
What you gonna say about her?
Right.
Yeah. And so that's why like amplifying that. What has changed for you now, right? That you are, you know, a seven-figure earner, you're earning $100K in a day, like you're killing it. You're doing, you know, you're on a trajectory to be an eight-figure earner and
Amen.
Above. Like, what has changed for you?
I think for me, I've always been a very, very caring and a giving person. I feel like I've been able to give more.
Yeah.
So I'm from Ghana. Every single December, we go to Ghana. And this year, I just had the opportunity to tell my family, hey, because them tickets going to Africa is not cheap.
Facts. Just especially with the, not Coachella, what they call it?
Afrochella.
Afrochella.
Man.
They spiking the prices. Cause
I'm glad you know they spiking it. So it's been a blessing to, like, now I can just tell my family, hey, I got your ticket.
Ooh.
I got the hotel.
Yeah.
You want to stop in Dubai before we get there? Like, just being able to do stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone has different love languages. But I know for me, I like to give.
Yeah.
Give to my family,
yeah.
Give to friends, people in my community.
Yeah.
I stay doing giveaways in my community.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it was Nurses Week, send you out to coffee. Booked a ticket for a nurse to go to InvestFest. I booked a nurse to go on vacation. Like, wow. truly having the resources to give and not think about it.
Because
sometimes you want to do good, but it's like, I got to pay my rent, or I got stuff I need too. So being able to give without thinking.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I, you know, kind of wanted to paint that picture, because I think that, again, there's a lot of people watching right now, and even not the nurses, right? So, like, we're specifically talking about nurses, but there are, you know, some people trapped to their job right now. There's somebody who got the 9-to-5, who's making a lot of money, but they're working those hours. They don't have that time freedom. They can't travel like they want to travel. You know, what advice do you have for anybody, right? Anybody who's struggling, who is tired. You know, and I know you mentioned, like, passive income, but what's that very first step? Like, what's that thing? Like, what should they be doing? Like, after they watch this, like, what should they do to kind of get in that mind frame of success and kind of almost like alleviate themselves, right? Because even when you are stressed out, you don't think right, you don't think straight. You know, you kind of feel like there's this weight on the world on your shoulders. So what's that very first thing that they need to do?
I think the first thing is to really work on your belief system. Because people think they're confident. And I'm talking to myself, too. Like, I thought I was confident.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing as a nurse. But it's like, it's a different level of belief when you want to bet on yourself. So I would say feed your mind. I always tell nurses or people in general, clear out your social media. Mm. People always want to blame Instagram. Instagram is the problem. Social media is so toxic. And it's like, No, like maybe it's your timeline.
Facts, who you follow.
I'm telling you. Just make sure that you're following people that inspire you, whether it's a nurse, whether it's not a nurse. Listen to some podcasts. Truly, truly work on your belief system. Because if you don't believe, because somebody's watching this and they almost feel like I'm still special. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's still. Yeah, no, you got to work on your belief.
Yeah.
You're going to realize that greatness that you see in other people, like you have it too.
And honestly, You can't even see the greatness in other people if you ain't got it. That's the funny trick that people don't even realize. People don't even realize that you know life is a mirror. What you can recognize, what you love, you hate, what you despise is because it's in you.
That's good.
What's not you doesn't bother you, right? And so the things that bother you are the things that you see in yourself.
That's good.
And so when you look at that person, you like, this person is great, and you can recognize their greatness, that's because it's in you. That's because you can see it. But to your point, you got to have that level of belief. You got to believe in yourself, because honestly, belief is it.
Is it.
That's it. Like, it's not even talent. You don't even have to be talented.
I'm telling you.
All you need is belief. If you believe in yourself, if you believe in what you like, I know somebody right now, and I'm not specifically, but I know there's people out there right now who have no talent whatsoever, but they just have the belief system that they can do it.
Yes, and they're running it up.
And they're running it up. You know what I'm saying? And so what's the trajectory for Nurse Lois? Like, when you think about your community, when you think about you as an entrepreneur, again, still relatively young. What is that, you know, where are you going? Like, what's the trajectory? Now that your eyes have seen the glory, you've seen some new things. Like, now you're able to dream bigger. What does the future look like for Nurse Lois?
For what I want to do for nurses is that I want the nurses who are happy as nurses to make the biggest bag. My community is called Highest Paid Nurse.
Yeah.
That's the website. That's the brand. I want you to be the highest paid nurse as a nurse. But even on top of that, I want nurses to be exposed. Like, my level of exposure this past year has been crazy.
Yeah.
So all these conferences that I'm attending on all these masterminds, I want to bring that into the nursing world. Because it's one thing to relay the message, oh, I was just here. Oh my God, guys, look at this video. But people need to feel it.
Yeah.
They need to feel it. So I want to normalize, even if a nurse doesn't want to be an entrepreneur, that's fine, right? But having nurses see that representation. I was just at a conference and there was a nurse, multimillionaire. I said, what?
Yeah.
I can't unsee it now,
right?
And she's in real estate.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I want to normalize that. I know what representation did for me. Shout out to Dr. Tasha. And I want more nurses to see that it's normal. Like, you can really have it all. You can get married. And that's another thing. A lot of nurses, because they're city to city, state to state, their relationships struggle, whether it's romantic, friendships. You're always working.
Right.
When you're not working, you're tired. It's 12-hour shifts, sometimes 16-hour shifts. So just bringing that environment to nurses and letting them know, like, hey, like, this is out here.
Yeah.
You can have it all.
And being that demonstration.
Yes.
And I think that's important, because I think that's the reason that a lot of people, or, you know, specifically, you know, we're talking about nurses, but a lot of people don't believe in the greatness because they don't see it. Right. They and again, which goes back to the concept of being greatness on display, is that if you have a level of greatness and you're displaying that greatness, now someone else sees that. Right.
Yes.
Like, when somebody sees me, you know, I know people look and they'd be like, and I talk about where I come from all the time, because I want somebody to know. I want you to know that I came from a single parent home. I grew up in the projects. I grew up, you know, during a time of high crime. And, you know, look, I'm one of the top financial educators in the whole world.
Amen.
Though, right? And so to see the humble beginnings, but then understand, all right, look, whatever he's done, I could do that and even better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you think about, you know, salute to T-Mac, right? When you start thinking about, you know, Dr. Tasha and what she's been able to do as a teenage mom and all these adversities that she had to go through.
Man.
Now you got Nurse Lois, who is, you know, who at half the age is shattering, you know, the same thing and
You're
going,
right.
you know, through that trajectory. There's going to be an 18-year-old who come after the Nurse Lois, who's like,
listen, 100%. And even going back to what you said about where you're from, like, I'm from Ghana.
Yeah.
And I moved to America in 2006. And you know what's crazy, Ash? Like, right now, it's almost cool to be African. Mm. It was always cool, but you know what I mean? Like, now we
in
got
the world. Yeah,
it's cool. Everybody want to go to Ghana in school. Yeah. And I love that. Yeah. But when I came out here in 2006, it wasn't like that. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't clout. It wasn't lit. They made fun of you. They thought you lived with lions and whatever, whatever. I got bullied my whole introduction to America.
Yeah.
And when we were in Ghana, like my dad's like the smartest person I know.
Yeah.
He's a chemical engineer. Mm. So we thought life was about to be great. Yeah. We move into the States, oh, it's really up. We come out here and it's like your level of engineering in a third world country is not the same as USA.
Wow.
So quickly we learned it doesn't equate.
Word.
Next thing you know, we're broke. My dad is washing dishes for a living. Imagine you were
from an engineer.
Engineer, big time.
Wow, to washing dishes.
Washing dishes. My mom was a CNA. I think she was working at Target.
Wow.
And all the money that they did have, it's like that had to go towards citizenship, you know? I'm going to school just like you going to school, but
how many brothers and sisters you got?
I have one.
Okay.
One biological and then two half brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
But, you know, so you came out here and it was like, I'm not saying in Ghana we had it like that, we were rich, but I definitely had what I needed. I went to school. I never felt like poor.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. A lot of people, you tell them you're African, it's like they ready for a sad story. They ready to hear that you was, you know, you had no clothes.
Yeah, flies in the belly.
Yeah. It wasn't like that.
Right.
My first time being down was the first few years here because, you know, my parents, the education that they did have, it didn't add up. So.
Yeah.
My first introduction to America was struggle.
Yeah.
We were living with family members and friends, and there was no back to school shopping. Like, you just, any money had to go towards you getting out of that green card life into citizenship. So, I think it's important for people to know, like, you can come from anywhere and you can really do it.
Yeah. And that's the key, though, because I think that at this stage of the game, at this, where people are, and where we are as a country, as a world even, we have access to information, we have access to wealth.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about how do we view that information, how do we apply that information, how do we use that information to help other people, but then also how do we use that information to help ourselves and create that wealth? You had a masterclass coming up that you want to talk to the people about. Tell us about the masterclass.
Yeah, so I do these masterclasses because it's what I wish I had, right? So for the nurse who just graduated, they don't know what specialty. They want to be an ICU nurse. They want to work in labor and delivery, whatever it is. Maybe you're a nurse. You've already been working for a year. You hate it. You want to switch your specialty. Or you want to jump into travel nursing. So I teach nurses how to get the travel nurse bag and do it the right way. Not all money is good money.
Thanks.
So you got to be really mindful about the travel agency that you're working with. Some of these agencies are getting sued. Mm. Nurses are suing these agencies. Wow. So that's probably not the agency you want to work for. Some agencies, they're not paying nurses on time. You don't want to. So just educating nurses like, hey, you want a travel nurse, but do it this way or do it the right way. And I'm dropping game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not. I'm a very no fluff type of person. Like, I start the workshop, I'm like, put no fluff in the comments.
Let's go.
I'm here to give you my recruiters, my personal. I've done 13 assignments.
Wow.
So I'm here to give you people that I personally trust. And then for nurses who maybe they know about travel nursing, because I feel like, you know, people know about travel nursing, but people don't really know about the strike nurse game. And outside of the bag, like, you got to be safe on there.
Right.
Like, some of these hospitals, it's no joke.
Right.
There was a Michigan strike in Detroit. That's no joke.
Right.
So you got to know where you at.
Right.
So really helping nurses, really, if you want to do travel nursing, you want to do strike nursing, or you want to pivot. Because a lot of times you see on the internet, it's like, get a multiple streams of income, but like what?
Right, exactly.
What vehicle? So I'm involved in life insurance. I learned how to trade. Mm-hmm. I am also a travel agent. Like, you can travel and not pay consumer prices. So whatever route it is, I'm either in it or I know exactly who to point you to.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, no, I love that. And I love, you know, the fact that it's a masterclass that allows people to really kind of get a preview of who you are, right?
100%.
Because I think that, you know, as we talk about this community that you built, and, you know, being able to get like minds in together. I think it's important that people join a community, right? They have to be able to join a community. They have to be able to learn from others. But being in a community like yours, you know, joining a masterclass kind of gives them a sneak peek at what being in your community is like. Talk a little bit about some of the successes that your students have had.
I love this question. So my whole thing is I'm on a mission, and it's not for fluff. It's not for a cute headline. Like, I'm on a full blown mission to retire 1,000 nurses. Mm. And they say you got to make your dream so big that it scares you. Yeah. I'm like, 1,000. So right now we have 12 nurses in my community, 100% retired.
Nice.
They doing options trading.
Nice.
They getting the life insurance bag.
Yeah.
So I know I told myself 1,000.
Yeah.
Because it got to remind me, like, I got work to do.
Yeah.
So we have 12 nurses that are retired. We have a bunch that are PRN. Mm. I have over 15 nurses that have transitioned into entrepreneurship, whether it's their hair business or digital products, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So really, really, really running that race and getting to that 1,000 nurses retired mark. And it's real life, and it's every day. Like, yeah. I'm in my community every day. And even as we talked about these conferences, in the meantime, because I'm going to create my own.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to have you there.
We have to.
I'm going to have you there.
Let's go.
But in the meantime, like, having these 6, 7, 8, 9 plus entrepreneurs, figure entrepreneurs, come in and talk to nurses. A lot of nurses, they don't have a millionaire contact.
Right.
They don't know. And this was me. Last year, I didn't know nobody who was a millionaire.
Yeah.
Now it's normal. I got a phone full of them.
Facts. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
normalizing that. They gotta see that.
Yeah.
So yeah, nurses are really out here going part-time. They're going PRN. They're retiring. Or even if they are
PRN, like part-time.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah. PRN is like as needed. So they work maybe once a week or two shifts a month, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And even for the nurses who don't want to retire, who want to work full-time, they get in that bag.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I think about, again, the amount of nurses. Like, there are a lot of nurses. And I think that, you know, you take care of, you know, the population that takes care of everybody else.
Yes.
Then that, you know, we begin to have a better world, right? Because you got to think about it, the nurses are the mothers. The nurses are the ones,
100%.
You know, who are taking care of the work and taking care of the household. And so now being able to take care of people through entrepreneurship, through getting the biggest bag, is going to help them, you know.
And it even helps them become happier nurses. A lot of times, and one thing I always tell nurses, like, you actually don't hate your job.
Mm.
You think you hate your job because you're burnt out, because you're out here doing 48 hours. And we work 12 hours. I was a night shift nurse.
Mm.
So 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., I'm in. And you're lucky if you get a 30-minute break.
Yeah.
So nurses are overworked. So they feel like they hate their job. You don't hate your job.
Yeah.
You're just there too much. So
if
we can, if you don't want to quit, that's fine. You don't want to retire. Maybe that's a nurse Lois thing. That's cool.
Yeah.
But if we can shrink those hours to 2 days a week, you replace that extra 2 days with a skill, whatever it is. I got whatever route you want to take. I got it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. It actually makes you a better nurse to your patients
because
you're happier to see them.
Yeah.
It's like not a problem. If you annoyed, you burnt out, any little thing, you on the edge. You don't want to let that spill.
And then, you know, and that's a good point, though, too, because when you start, you know, thinking about nurses who are mean or overworked or whatever the case may be, that pivotal moment could affect their patients.
It's everything.
This is life and death.
It's everything. And I think people have to be real with themselves. Like, in any career, there's good and bad.
Yeah.
There's great doctors. There's not so good doctors. Yeah. There's great nurses. I've worked with not so great nurses.
Yeah.
And not that they're bad people. You're just doing 60 hours. During COVID, 72 hours was normal. Nurses were doing 21 days straight. You can't really give your best self to your patient.
Way.
No.
Not, it's not even possible.
They deserve better than that.
Yeah.
Like, just think about your family. Just think about if your mom was a patient.
Yeah.
If your husband, your daughter, your son,
they
deserve that nurse. So you want to make sure that energy is high and you're not burnt out, because it's really unfair to the patient.
Yeah. No, I love it. And then, so where can people find the masterclass?
Yeah, so you can find it at highestpaidnurse.com. And the cool thing I'm going to do, because we on here,
it's
inside the vault. So if you guys tap in, these workshops are 100% free. You tap in, Once you sign up, you get a free workbook.
Nice.
And that'll help you prepare for the class. Because one thing I say, we're not doing these master classes for vibes. Mm. It's about transformation. Yeah. I've had people in my master classes say they're crying. Mm. They'll email me the next day. Mm. Their life is changing. So really want to gift everybody this free workbook, free ebook, so you can come to class already in that mind frame.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes what I'll do is I'll have one of my mentors come talk about belief or come talk about execution, whatever is on his heart. He'll come talk. To pre-frame them, like this is not just a regular masterclass.
Yeah.
You should leave here better than you came here. If you don't leave here, change a little bit.
Yeah,
I didn't do my job.
Facts. Yeah.
So
highestpaidnurse.com. Highestpaidnurse.com. Tap in with Nurse Loyce. Really, listen, y'all. If you're watching this video, as a nurse, you might know a nurse, and you make sure that you send this video to them. Make sure they tap in. Get that free masterclass. Highestpaidnurse.com. Download the workbook. There's pre-work, right? Like my brother Troy said, information on us, execution on you.
Gotta execute.
Right? So you gotta execute. Get into that free masterclass, download the workbook, and then from there, you will be on your way to becoming the highest paid nurse. Or if you're just not a nurse, and you just like Nurse Loyce's vibe, and you're like, yo, I want to learn this entrepreneurship, then tap in as well.
Absolutely.
If the people wanted to connect with you, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram. I'm super, super active on Instagram. So it's @melanin, love the melanin, @melanin.loyce. And then you guys, from there, you guys will have access to tap into the community, join the free workshops, all that good stuff. I just launched a mentorship. But, I mean, it came and went. 12 hours, we was out of there.
That's
so looking to wrap up this cohort and hopefully open a new cohort soon. So definitely keep an eye out for the second cohort of the mentorship.
All right, y'all. We are closing out the vault. Again, make sure y'all go to highestpaidnurse.com. Tap in with Nurse Loyce. I am Ash Cash. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms @InsideTheVault. Make sure you go to our website, InsideTheVaultShow.com. You can visit me at IamAshCash.com. Follow me on all social media platforms @IamAshCash. And also, listen, join the Abundance Community. Go to AbundanceCommunity.org. We got Nurse Loyce. You behind the scenes, give you some gems that she, I'm talking about top secrets. She ain't even dropped them on this episode. So make sure you go to AbundanceCommunity.org. And listen, y'all. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. You like, you subscribe, you share, you review. Inside the Vault, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. I will see you next time, same place, in God's will. All right, y'all. Peace.
Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.